Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Tzadi Gimel Omud Aleph. We are in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah. We've finished up Be'ezus Hashem Simin Tov Pei Zayin, and we're going to start Tov Pei Ches. So we begin on the very last line on Tzadi Beis Omud Beis, where we brought down yesterday the din in Sif Gimel of what happens if you miss certain parts of the davening. Let's actually begin by the very start of Siv Gimel. And Shachach Lomar Atu B'chartanu V'amar Yal V'yavu. The Mechaber tells us, he reminds us of the din, if a person forgot to say Atu B'chartanu in the middle bracha of the Yontif Shmoneh Esrei, but he did say Yal V'yavu, so Yatzah, because he mentions Shabbos and Yontif. We'll see, strangely enough, that they did mention, at least the minhag that's brought down over here, is that they did mention Shabbos and Yal V'yavu. We'll see that that's not our minhag. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Yud Beis says, we didn't do this yesterday, Va'afilu im niskar kodim shechosam ha-bracha. Even if you're in the middle of the middle bracha of the Yontif Shemoneh Esrei, so you're in the middle of Atu B'chartanu, and you didn't say Atu B'chartanu, but you said Yal V'yavu, you don't have to go back. Ein tzarech lazor li'Atu B'chartanu. In Oz Tes, in the Shaar HaTzion, however, the Chofetz Chaim says, this is the opinion of the Derech HaChaim, Ani'as Dati, the Chofetz Chaim says himself, Ein din zebar, I'm not sure that you don't go back. If you're in the middle of the bracha, seems to suggest you should go back to Atu B'chartanu. In any event, the Ramah says, Hagah, v'afilu hayo Shabbos, even though if it was Shabbos, as long as you mention the Hiskir B'yal V'yavo, you mention Shabbos, Yotza, you would be fine. Again, this goes with the opinion that they would say on a Chag, where they were saying Yal V'yavo, they say Yom HaShabbos Hazeh, Yom Chagamatzah Hazeh, Yom Chagasukos Hazeh, etc. So they did mention, we'll see that that's not our minhag, they did mention Shabbos in Yal V'yavo. Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Yud Gimel therefore says, Rotsa Lomar, the Kivin Shlomar Atav Chartanu. You didn't say Atav Chartanu, you forgot it. And you didn't say, Vatitin Lanu, as Yom HaShabbos is Yom Chagamatsu, says there. Mimela Lo Hiska Gam Shal Shabbos. So you forgot to say both Shabbos and Yontif because you didn't say Atav Chartanu. Mikom Akom, Kivin Shachosev Iskir B'Yal V'Yavo. Since you mentioned Shabbos and Yontif in Yal V'Yavo, Sheomar B'Yom HaShabbos is there, V'Yom Chag Ploni is there, for example, on Pesach Chagamatsu says there, Yotza, since you're mentioning both Shabbos and Yontif anyway. Dark upon him, his kishol Shabbos b'socha brachos. You at least did mention both Shabbos and Yontif in the Alav Yavu, even though you didn't mention it after Rechatanu. Umashma miloshon zeh. It appears from this the imgam b'Alav Yavu lo his kishol Shabbos lo yotze. If you forgot to say Alav Yavu, Shabbos in the mention Shabbos in the Alav Yavu, then in fact you would not be yotze. But this is strange. It says the Mishmur says v'yesh le'ayin. You have to see the whole maskiu Shabbos hasienu. You are going to still in the next paragraph mention Shabbos and Yontif and hasienu. Shomav and chileinu v'chule Shabbos u'morei kodshecha. So how come that's not enough? You are mentioning it in the middle bracha of the Shemoneh Esrei, the bracha of Me'oras Hayom. V'ulai, he says mishum duhu maskiru rach somach l'chasim levad, because this is very close to the end. And we require vanon ba'ino she poseach nami b'shol Shabbos kedisu begor. You have to mention Shabbos and Yontif at the front of the bracha as well. But he says v'tzarech ian. We have to look and see what the halacha is. Now there are a number of dirshu footnotes and a number of very important other commentaries here that we want to discuss. So if we look first off in the dirshu footnotes in footnote number 13, which is round in the back, and he brings down over there and he says, if you made a mistake over here, instead of davening the Yontif Shmoneh Esrei, his is spalut tefila Shabbos v'iskir yom, it's a Yontif Yal V'yavo. You davened the Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei, he said Yal V'yavo. So then the Kaf HaChaim writes, you also fulfilled your obligation. You also did chova, and in this situation, the stipe lagon is mistapek. He's not sure. He says maybe mistama yoyotze and sofik brachos lako. So therefore, we don't go back and repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. What happens in Torah b'yomtiv, shecho b'chol, hispal k'tzilu Shabbos? If yomtiv's on a weekday, you said the Shabbos davening, and you remember in the middle of the brachas of Shabbos, so the machzir bracha and the kaf v'chayim both say, stop where you are, v'yaskal k'tzilu yomtiv, and start saying the yomtiv, atu b'chatonu, and don't continue in the Shabbos Shemoneh Esrei. And the first three brachas that you said, you won't lose out on them. They still count for you. Dish footnote number 40 brings down im kishachazul ispalal hispalal rak tefila Shabbos. So now you didn't mention Shabbos and you have to go back. You mentioned Yontif, so you're saying over the Shemoneh Esrei, and now below hiskiras Yontif, you only mentioned Shabbos. You didn't mention Yontif, so then the Maimon Mordechai writes, as well as the Mati Ephraim and the Chesed La'alofim, shelo yotze de Yehovah. No, you have to mention both the second time, even though you mentioned Yontif the first time. The second time, when you're repeating it, you start to mention Shabbos and Yontif. On the other hand, the Aruch Chaim right? No, it's okay just to mention Shabbos. And the Shalom Sechuv Sigrus Moshe writes, Zatzar Moshe Feinstein should be Dieved Yotze Dechova. He says, no, you shouldn't actually go back and repeat it, but if you didn't, you were Yotze Bidieved. And he says, by Musaf, maybe Lechatchila, it would be better just to mention the Musafim that you missed and not to repeat the ones that you said. However, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down Shechozi L'Spalo Tzorch L'Chatchila L'Aske B'chol HaTfilos HaShneim. You should L'Chatchila mention all them, both Shabbos and Yontif. He says, B'di'evet, you'd be Yotze if you just mentioned what you missed. The issue foot number 15 brings down that the Mishnah Berurah concluded over here at Tzorich Iyun, so Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita Paskins, Shesofik Brochus L'Hokel V'lo Yachzul L'Spalo in this situation. So if you said, V'hasiyenu, we don't go and repeat, even though you didn't say Atar Rechatonu and Yala V'yavo. The Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yadala tells us, Kemos Shemaskir Shneim B'Atar Rechatonu, that we normally mention both Shabbos and Yontif and Atar Rechatonu, and we mention over here both Shabbos and Yontif in Yala V'yavo. And this is brought down in the name of the Truvus Mariel. However, the Ramah continues, and he says, Miyu, Imlo Hiskir B'Yala V'yavo, if you didn't mention Shabbos in Yala V'yavo, Eino Tzorich Lach, so you don't have to go back and repeat it. Mistam, of course, you are mentioning it at the end. You say, Mikadesh HaShabbos Yisroel V'Yatzmanim. Then he adds, just quickly, the Ramah says, Ushliach Tzibo Shashocha Lasko Shiyontif B'Shachos. If the Shliach Tzibo forgets to mention it, these halachos we learned previously, Ein Le'el and Simen Kuv Chav Vav. Now, Sif Kotten Tezvav in the Mishnah Berurah is very important because this changes around everything that we just said about Yala V'Yavo. He says, the Rav Vosa, there's a great machokis over here in Tzorich Laskiro. Do you or do you not have to mention Shabbos in the Yala V'Yavo? V'lochein b'dieved ein Tzorich Lachzor. And therefore, at least certainly b'dieved, you don't have to go repeat it if you forgot Shabbos in the Yala V'Yavo. Because you've already mentioned it in Atav Echartanu. And everybody agrees that B'di'evet, it's not Likuva. And in fact, the Mishnah Berurah says, V'da'adahar bi'achroni miskimu. And in fact, many say, Sha'afilu l'chatchilo ein l'haskir shol Shabbos v'yal v'yavo. That we l'chatchilo, we specifically do not mention Shabbos in yal v'yavo. V'chein ha'minog. And I would dare say, this is the minog in all of Klal Yisrael. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. The Ayla Levush, he says, Shekos of Tam Nochel is that. Why don't we mention Shabbos in Yal B'Yavo? He says, She'ika Yal B'Yavo Nisyasin Al Hazchir Al Pekida. The Iker reason why we say Yal B'Yavo is to remind ourselves Al Hazchir Al Pekida of Yontif. Vein Shayach Zikorin El B'Yontif Rosh Chodesh. This reminding is only required for Yontif and Rosh Chodesh. As the Pasuk says, Tzichsiv Yom Sim Chaskim V'Adechem Rosh Chodeshem V'Niskartem. It doesn't mention anything about Shabbos. So this idea of Yal V'Yavo, which is Zechira and Pekida of Yontif and Rosh Chodesh, doesn't apply to Shabbos. And that is our Minhag. If you look in the Ber Hey Tev, Os Ches over here, he brings down this idea. He says the majority of the Achronim say, in fact, not like the Ramah, not like the Mechaber, we don't mention Shabbos and Yal V'Yavo. And he says, Hataz Posak, the Afogad de Birchas Amozon, the Kim Rosh Chodesh, Ain Lahaskir Shabbos, Bial V'Yavo. He says, even though in Birchas Amozon, on Rosh Chodesh and on Yontif, we don't mention Shabbos in the Yal V'Yavo. He says, nevertheless, Mikomokum, Betfila Sachagesh Latskiro. The Taz says, no, we pass it like the Mechaber and the Ramah. And he says, Ayin Bo Sheyoch Bazer, the Taz is an Arichas on this. The Hellel Bassof, Afil Losum Gedolum, Shein Maskim Laskiro. He says, even according to those, all the other Achronim that say you don't follow the psak of the Mechaber and the Ramah to say, mention Shabbos in Yal V'Yavo, and limchos bishum adam. You don't protest in maskir if somebody decides to say it. He says, there's no problem to say it. El askar l'chud, you're just mentioning it. There's nothing wrong with doing so. And the Taz says, keep the custom of the Mechaber and the Ramah. However, that doesn't seem to be the din. Halach l'maisa, none of the Sidurim I've ever seen mention Shabbos in Yal V'Yavo, and none of the shuls I've ever davened in, and I'm not aware of any that have this custom of saying B'yom HaShabbos is there, or B'yom Chag HaMatzos, or whatever the Yontif is in Yala V'Yavo. Sif Dalet. The Mechaber writes, B'lo Rishon Shol Pesach, on the first night of Pesach, Go B'mahala B'tzibur, B'ne'ima, B'brocha, T'chila V'sov. The Mechaber says, the Minog in Shuls, the first night of Pesach, and as well, V'chein B'lel Sheni, Shoshne Yom Tov Shol Golios, and in Chutz Loretz, on the second night of Yontif Pesach, at night after the Shemoneh Esrei, you say a full Hallel with the bracha before and afterwards. That's the psak of the Mechaber. However, the Ramah says, Hagah, V'chol Ze'ein Anu Nogim Kein, That's the Pesach for the Sfaradim, the Ramah says. But Ashkenazim, we're not knowing to do this. Kainan Ram Halal. But Laila, but they say Knesset Halal Klal. We don't say Halal at night at all in Shul. So there's a famous machlokis over here between the Mechaber and the Ramah. Sfaradim certainly follow the Mechaber. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot and Dalit. Hainu bi Medinos Elu. That's not knowing. He says, according to Ramah, that's in the Ashkenazi communities. Uminik Sfaradim Lomar. But the Sfaradim do, in fact, say this. But if you look in Dirshu footnote number 16, we'll see that many Ashkenazim follow the Pesach and Mechaber as well. And he brings down Vanogim Kishis Sagro, the Vilna Gaon also says you say Hallel in Shul on Pesach night. And Rav Moshe Feinstein, that's how he brings down the Igros Moshe, Shenogim Lomar Hallel Zet, and that is the minhag amongst many Ashkenazim. And in fact, it's brought down in Rav Tukachinsky, Tzatzal's Luach Eretz Yisrael, and in the Sefer Eretz Yisrael, he writes, Minhag Eretz Yisrael, Lomar Hallel Shalim Bebracha. And again, many of the Minhagim in Eretz Yisrael follow the Vilna Gaon, so that's not surprising. And he adds, Sheish Nogim Shalul Levarech, Levarech Mishlech Tzibah, Sheyot Tzio Somi Virchoso. Some have the custom that they don't personally say it with a bracha, so they listen to the Shlech Tzibah, the Shlech Tzibah's motzi, then the answer remain, and it's as if they said it. And this is, in fact, the Minhag of Rishul Salat Zatzal. And this is also brought down the Eishel Avromi Bachoch. And he says that's l'chatchila what you should do. Just have the chazan say it, and everybody be yotzi with him. On the other hand, the chazonish brings down that he would say halal without a bracha, and the griz Yitzchok Zev Soloveitchik Zatzal, he brought down that the minhag in Yerushalayim was not to say halal at all. Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal says in the Igros Moshe that if you're in a shul that says it and you don't say it, you should say it along with them. Olinian bracha, so. And that, nobody's going to notice that you don't say it, so you don't have to say the bracha. But it would be recognizable, so then, if you're the chazit, for example, then you should say the bracha. The best aids is as well to listen to the bracha and answer amen, and say, if I'm supposed to say it, fine, I'm a yotzi. If not, I just answered amen to a bracha. Finally, if you're in a shul that doesn't say it, and you do say it, so the Birkei Yosef brings down, you're allowed to say it b'yechidus with the brachos. On the other hand, Rav Yashiv, this is very important, Halacha L'maaseh this year, Rav Yashiv brings down, you don't say halal in that situation. If the shul doesn't say it, you don't say it, because it's a chovas hatzibor. He also points out that women who are davening in the shul, even though they're in the Ezes Noshim, they can say halal as well, because that's still considered part of the tzibor. Rav Shechter Shlita, Paskin this year, Rachmana Litzlan, that all of us are, because of COVID-19, we're not going to be davening in shuls on Pesach. We'll be davening yechidus. Such a horrible thing. But we're all going to be davening yechidus. So he paskins that, therefore, you do not say halal, even if you always say halal with a brach in shul. When you're at home this year, davening by yourself without a minion, then you do not say this halal with a bracha. You don't say halal at all, because it's a chova on the tzibor, and it's not a chova on the individual, and therefore this year will be different, even for those that do say halal normally in shul on Pesach night. When they're at home davening by themselves, they won't this year. Unless, b'ezras Hashem, the high likelihood is that we'll be in Yerushalayim, Yir HaKodesh, because Mashiach has come, so then we'll all say Hallel in the Beis HaMikdash HaBinuya. This concludes the beautiful Siman Tav Pei Zayin, and let us begin Tav Pei Ches. So this Tav Pei Zayin dealt with Ma'ariv, so now we're dealing with Shachris. The Mechaber starts in Sif Aleph. Shachris, Nichnasim Leis HaKnesses, you go to Shul Yontif morning, they Korin Azmir Shul Shabbos, and you say the regular Korbanos and Psukah de Zimra that you say every Shabbos, or Mispal and Tefillah Shachris, and then you daven Shachris. Now, the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Aleph brings down, Hainu HaMizmorim Sha'omrim Kodem Psukah de Zimra. This is the Korbanos section that you say before Psukah de Zimra, as well as, of course, the Psukah de Zimra. And you include over here, V'gam Mizmor Shir Leoma Shabbos, you say that as well, even though it's not Shabbos. Omrim, you say it. In the Shaar HaTzion Os Aleph, the Chofetz Chaim adds that this is Shabbos morning. However, Masha Ein Ke Mechnitzas Yontif Ein Omrim Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos B'Yontif Rak Kishuchol Yontif B'Shabbos. He says for a regular Yontif itself, you don't say Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos when Yontif falls out on Shabbos, so then we do say it. And he adds V'Yesh Mekom Mashen Omrim L'Chododi Kishuchol Yontif B'Shabbos. Many have different customs about the Kabbalah Shabbos, and many don't say any of the Kabbalah Shabbos when Yontif and Shabbos coincide. And he says those even don't say l'chododi when Yom Tov and Shabbos coincide, or even b'chol amoid shechol b'Shabbos, even b'chol amoid on Shabbos, they don't say l'chododi. They just say mizmor shel yom haShabbos. It brings us down the name of the Prima God. The issue foot number four adds ma'mem adlikin. Even if you normally say it, you don't say it as well over here when it's Yom Tov. Ein l'omer b'Yom Tov shechol b'Shabbos. Why? He brings down shebiyom tov shechol b'erev Shabbos when Yom Tov falls out on Friday. Ein l'omer because kimi shiyoch ein shloyoch lomar isartim iraftim. Ah, hadlikin was in there. Since on Yom Tov, when it's Friday, we don't do Trumas and Maisos, so therefore you can't say Isartem, and therefore, Hare Ein Maasim B'Yontiv, and therefore, Lo Plug, Ein Omrim Perek Zeh, Keshe Yontiv Chol B'Shabbos, and therefore, since we can't say it that day, so we don't say it ever at all. The issue footnote 1 brings down that normally we say on Shabbos, the Korbanos, so we say them all on Yontiv as well, but don't say the Yiratzon again, because you don't say Tchinos on Shabbos or on Yontiv as well. What about on Shabbos? We say Yom HaShabbos. We mentioned the Korban Musaf of Shabbos. So what about on Yontif? Should you mention the Korbanus Musaf in the Korbanus section when Yontif comes out? So he brings down, no, we don't, because Mikol Makom Yontif ain't Lomar Pesukim Korban Musaf Shalosa Yom. We don't have to say it because we're going to read it in the Torah, and therefore you'll say it there. On Shabbos, we don't read every Shabbos the Maftir of Yom HaShabbos. We don't say the Musaf for Shabbos, so therefore we say it in the Korbanus section. But Yontif, we're going to mention it in the Maftir, so therefore no need to say it. The issue footnote 2 brings down the interesting custom that we all have, that we don't start by Shochenad on Yontif, but we start me Hakel B'Satsumos Huzecha. So Lavush brings down Sheshloshes Aragolim Heim Zech Litzis Mitzrayim. And therefore, it's important for us to say Atatsumos Uzo V'Yicholto HaGidola. So that's why we start from Hakel B'Satsumos Huzecha. The issue footnote 3 brings down B'Malkum Shomim B'Brachos Kriyashma Piyutim. In some shuls, they have all the extra piyutim that they say in the brachos of Kriyashma. So he brings down on Pesach, where they're very long, so he says, Tov Yosu Lomaris HaPiyutim Kodim Shemaskilim Lomar Birchos Yotzar. You should say before the brach of Yotzar, because otherwise the piyutim are so long that it would be a hefsek. And he says, if you didn't say them, in Lo Amaris HaPiyut Ad Shesim Es Birchos Yotzar HaMiyoros, Shuv Lo Yomru. So once you've already said the bracha Yotzar HaMiyoros, you finished it, so then you can't say the piyutim. The Mishbur continues and he says that we say Shir Mizrashil Yom Shabbos, we say it Omrim, the Yomtiv Nami Yikri Shabbos. The reason why we say it is because Yomtiv is also called Shabbos. Then he says, Chen Omrim Birchas Nishmas Kamu B'Shabbos. We say Nishmas like we do on Shabbos. And he adds, V'acha Borchu Omrim Birchas Yotze Or Kamu B'chol. Then we say the weekday type of Birchas Kriyashma and not the special additions that we add for Shabbos. Mechaber continues and he says, "V'gomri mahalel." We finish off saying the entire halal, and the Ramah says, "Mavarchin likros hahalal." The bracha is likros hahalal, not gomer hahalal. We'll see this inside why that is even mentioned over here. So the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Beis tells us, "Im chiser pasuk echad oteva achas." In fin halal, you missed one pasuk or even one word. So then, sorach lahaskel achakach miyosu pasuk. You have to go back to the point where you missed the ligmor at sofa halal and repeat the entire halal. Even if you got almost to the end, you have to go back to the place where you realize you missed even one word. The Chavetz Chaim and the Shaar Tzion Oz Beis brings down for the Gemara Megillah because the Megillah and Halal are equivalent. In fact, if you can't say the Megillah, there's an opinion that brings down that you say Halal instead. If you don't have a Megillah, you say Halal. So the dinim for the Megillah are if you miss even one word, and if you change around the meaning of even one word, so then you're not Yotzin, you have to go back. So the same thing is by Halal. He brings this din down, Pashru da din l'inyan Halal. And therefore he says, Akin Tzorch li'zor ma'od. You have to be very careful. You shouldn't make any mistakes. They change around the meaning of the words because you'd have to go back and repeat it. And the din is the same by the Megillah as by Halal. The issue foot 5 brings down that when you're saying Halal and Shul, you should sing it in a beautiful songs like people like we do. The issue foot 6 brings down, you realize you made a mistake, but you already finished the Halal and you best did the bracha afterwards. So the Halach is, like with Kriyas HaMegillah, like we just brought down from the Shaar HaTzion over here, that you have to go back and repeat it. In Madayin Lo Simas Kriyas HaMegillah, but if you didn't finish the Megillah, you're allowed to go back to the place where you made the mistake. So then, the same thing applies over here in Halal. If you forgot even one word, one letter, so in Megillah you have to go back, so two over here, you have to go back. Again, the Deir Shofar 6 reiterates what we just learned in the Shaar HaTzion, Oz Beis. He then has a couple of additional situations, what happens if you made errors, Ayin Shom. The issue for 7 brings down why, if you read Halal backwards, Mafrei, you're not Yotze. So he brings down, this is learned out from the Pasuk, Mimizrach Shemesh Amavol, Voloshim Hashem. Just like the sun goes from east to west, it doesn't change, so too the Halal has to be done Keseder, and it doesn't change. The rest of this footnote, he brings down other situations, if you made mistakes, Ayin Shom. Then in the issue for 8, he brings down, Im Koramila Ba'ofin Shishina Samishmos, if you change the word around, and it changes meaning, and you already finished the halal, so the bir halacha brings down the inyan kriyasa megillah, lo yivarach shenis. In this situation, when you read it again, you don't make a bracha. So to be in the halal, you don't make another bracha. Mishnah Berurah and Sivkan Gimel tells us that the gear says Likor Sahala, Rotz Lomar, Shlo Yomar, Ligmor Hala. We don't say Ligmor Hala. The Shemar Yedalik Tevo As Owa Sachas, Yesh Chashash Baruch Levatola. If you say Gomer and you don't read it right, so then make a mistake. However, the Sharatzion Os Gimel, he says, our minog is, even if you say Likros, that it's a Baruch Levatola, so to say, if you don't say it right, you have to go back and do it. So he says, if you say Gomer, if you say Likros, both of them, it's the same. We'll stop over here. We're in the middle of the Mishnah Berurah. Mitzvah Shem, we'll continue it tomorrow. That concludes today's shiur.